WTAW News Time is 8:05, back up to 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or it is East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Today marks the 10th anniversary of First Fridays in historic downtown Bryan. Among the celebratory events is the kickoff of Advent GX's redevelopment of the Ice House on Main. Director of Communications Joan Quintana invites the public to be part of a community photo taken in front of the building tonight at 6:30.
It's such a beautiful building with such great structure and character about it that we just thought that would be the right way to celebrate the kickoff, is to let people come out and take pictures and have people on hand to take pictures for them and just really celebrate the space.
Quintana says redevelopment plans include a special event venue and retail space. Pictures and more details are online at WTAW.com. A new manufacturer who has made a big splash in the local economy took the time to say thank you this week.
Axis Pipe and Tube held a community appreciation tour and lunch on Wednesday, thanking those involved with their Bryan location.
Thank you to the Brazos County, the city of Bryan, you know, the research by the gym for your assistance and for your help in this project.
General Manager Paco Garza worked closely with the city of Bryan and Mayor Jason Bayinski, who also spoke.
The staffs of all of these various organizations that I've mentioned here today are to be commended for your hard work and dedication. We have worked hard as a partnership with Axis Pipe and Tube, knowing how competitive it is in the world of economic development. This company had multiple strong choices to locate their United States Manufacturing Center of Excellence in the southern United States, and they picked Bryan, Brazos County, Texas.
Bayinski and other city officials were taken on an extensive tour of the facility. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The 30th arrest of a College Station woman in almost 16 years accuses her of striking her son with an extension cord enough times that he was taken by an aunt to the emergency room.
According to the arrest report, 34-year-old Veronica Williams hit the 6-year-old with the cord after he didn't cry when he was struck with a belt. She said she was disciplining the child for an incident at school. An off-duty Bryan policeman working at St. Joseph's called for an officer after seeing the child with a large bleeding bump on the right side of his face. Child also had welts on his back and legs. Child and Protective Services placed the youngster with another family member. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was this time a week ago that College Station police responded to what turned out to be 21 vehicle burglaries in a span of 4 days. Lieutenant Steve Brock says 16 of the 21 burglaries were to vehicles, including 5 where windows were shattered to gain entry.
We believe they reached in and grabbed an item of value that was easily visible within the vehicle. So the police department wants to educate our community and remind everybody to continue to lock their vehicles, do that, but take anything of value out of the vehicle with you or make sure that it's at least hidden out of sight.
The 21 cases in 4 days made up about 40% of College Station's burglary cases during September. The home plant for Bluebell Ice Cream is still a few months away from resuming production. While work continues to restart in Brenham, there's enough being made in Alabama and Oklahoma for Bluebell to expand distribution. Phase 2, which starts November 2nd, goes from Waco through DFW into Oklahoma. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Join the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History for the Boonville Days Heritage Fair, Saturday, October 10th. Enjoy this free celebration of our heritage from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Activities will take place inside the museum and on the Brazos Center grounds. Learn about Brazos County's pioneer history, visit with characters in period costume, observe demonstrations of frontier skills and trades, see an authentic stagecoach, hear from a cowboy poet, and much more. Our activity area will keep children busy learning to make pinch pots and other period crafts. Boonville Days Heritage Fair, Saturday, October 10th at the Brazos Museum of Natural History, located located at the Brazos Center.
It's Aggie football season. At Texas A&M Transportation Services wants you to know about convenient parking and shuttle options. Park on campus for $20 and $25 cash only near the Bush Library, the Bonfire Memorial off University Drive, in Northside Garage, or on Agronomy or Finn Feather Roads. Free shuttles run to many campus lots. Or ride the new Downtown Bryan shuttle, or the Get to the Grid shuttle from Momentum Plaza. For game day traffic, parking information, and more, download the Destination Aggieland app or visit transport.tamu.edu/football. Follow us on Twitter at Get to Aggie Game.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 810. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. Two-way radios and paging service at Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Looks like a fair weather pattern is going to continue right on through the weekend. Good deal of sunshine through today with a few passing clouds. We're up to about 84, 85 or so this afternoon. Tonight clear, cooling back down to 55 to 60. Mostly sunny skies continue on Saturday with high temperatures into the low and mid 80s, upper 50s at night, and more sunshine coming up on Sunday and again into the middle 80s. This is Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's Friday. We visit with the folks from City College Station. Jay Sokol being stumped by a jumble this morning that is too difficult for him to even be on the radio. Fortunately, Mike New here this morning to stand in. Thank you so much for being here, Mike.
Absolutely. Good to be here. Thank you.
It's so glad that we finally found a jumble that Jay's not able to do. He's down on the floor. He's kicking one leg up and down, and he has his tongue sticking out of the left side of his mouth.
Actually, he's doing crosswords right now.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. He's already figured that out.
He's pretty stumped.
You brought a guest with you.
I did. I've got a friend and colleague of mine, Bill Yunkin. He is here to talk about Veterans Day.
Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for being here. I'd like to, first of all, personally thank you for what you do in the Bryan paper on Sundays. It's great to tell those veteran stories. Folks probably know Tom Turbyville will be joining us again starting Monday with Bravo Brazos Valley. But what you guys have done for veterans, I don't think we can thank you enough.
Well, I appreciate that, but I will tell you, I get more out of it than anybody else because I get to meet those people and hear those stories up front.
Yeah.
Very, very heartwarming for me on some of the stories.
Well, you know, and I happened to see an ad the other day for the Convention Visitors Bureau, and I mean, and it focuses on veterans. I mean, this is an important part of what Bryan College Station has become, and obviously another opportunity to honor veterans coming up.
It is. It's Veterans Day. Will be the 11th of November, as always. And our program will start at 4:30. We'll be at the Lewis L. Adam Memorial Plaza there at Veterans Park. And the first thing we're going to do is we'll have a roll call of those persons whose names are being added to the memorial. One of the things we want to try to do a little different this year is we're asking that every veteran that would attend the ceremony or that day period pull out their dog tags and wear them. We're going to start making
great
dog tag day.
Well, you know, and it'll probably always fit.
Yes, exactly.
That's the good thing, right? Yeah.
But we're having we'll have 101 more names added to the memorial. And our speaker this year is Mike Beggs. He is a former Yale leader. So it means not only is he articulate, but he'd be extremely handsome fella, as all Yale leaders
are. As all Yale leaders are, since yeah. Folks that don't know, Bill was a Yale leader back in the day. Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a great story to tell, and really I think will be enjoyable for everybody who attends.
Sure. Well, and it is. It's a moving ceremony. I happened to be there last year, and it's, as you say, there are a lot of names that are read, and to add 100 more. So if they want some more information, what do they do?
Well, they can go to our website at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial, or they can contact Mike New at City College Station.
Now, what's the process to get a, Mike, what's the process to get a name added?
Well, on our website, we have an application form, bvvm.org, and right there on the homepage, you can click Wall of Honor and sign up. You go there, you put in your information. It's about $150 now to add a name to the wall, and that goes all to the engraving costs and some of the technical details of getting the names up there. But people can get that information on. And it counts for any type of veteran now, active or retired, deceased or living. We don't discriminate on the type of veteran, the branch of service. So that's very important. I think some people think that the memorial is something for deceased veterans, but it's not. It's actually for all veterans who've served of all branches, active or retired.
Sure. And what is the deadline to have your name read? When do you have to have your
name? Well, we just missed the deadline this time. It takes a couple of months for us to get those names on the wall.
Sure.
So for 2015, we've kind of passed that. We're collecting things for the event now. But At any time between now and next August, you can get your name on the wall or get a veteran's name of a family or friend on the wall for next year, for 2016.
So Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, any veteran active or any that's deceased, they can do that.
Absolutely.
A lot of people, Scott, have their father, favorite uncle, even though they don't live here. I know that's what I've done with some of my relatives. And a lot of people do that.
Yeah. So how many names now?
Oh,
ballpark.
About 5,000.
Yeah, names. We're about 5,500 now, okay. Wow. And we typically add about 100 names each year, yeah, to the wall. So we've had quite a popular uprising of names added.
Sure. Well, go out there and do that, and you know, even if how will they know when the? How do you decide when the names are read? So if they wanted to capture it, if they were out there with a device.
Well, the first thing we do before we have our program is we'll have roll call. And we have all the names are called. If you're present, you would answer if you were in morning formation. If it's someone who's not there, a deceased family member, then the family answers for them. And it's become a very integral part of our program is the roll call.
Sure. Yeah. Well, again, most people carry a video device with them now. They can capture that. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
All right, very good. We visit with folks from College Station on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, for serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Your Money Now. The Labor Department today will release employment data for September. Investors are watching closely. A strong hiring report would likely raise expectations that the Fed will increase its benchmark interest rate before the end of the year. Also today, the Commerce Department will report on factory orders in August. Futures are now down across the board after stocks were mixed yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials were down 12 points, finishing at 16,272. The NASDAQ was up 6, closing at 4,627, and the S&P 500 up 3 to 1,923. And Chick-fil-A is opening an outpost in New York City tomorrow, marking a high-profile milestone in its push to become a bigger national player. The Atlanta-based chain has been stepping up its expansion and now has more than 1,900 stores in 42 states, although its heaviest presence is in the South. That's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Five steel.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Tomorrow night at Kyle Field, the Aggies take on Mississippi State. Played this bunch last year, October 4th, at their place. Lost it 48-31. The Aggies were down at halftime in that game, 28-10. It is a series that is 8 games old, and to this point, it is break-even. The Aggs won back-to-back games in 2012 and 13, beating them in Starkville 38-13 and in College Station in 2013, final score of 51-41. So it's Texas A&M and Mississippi State Saturday night, tomorrow evening at Kyle Field. 6:30, we'll kick it off. 5:30 is the broadcast on the Texas A&M Sports Network from Learfield Sports. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Work hard, play hard is the Texas standard for off-road vehicles. The versatility of a John Deere Gator from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will do both. Whether it's time to work or play, the John Deere 825i Gator, voted number one in best in ride quality class, has features to match. Power steering, true on-demand four-wheel drive, and 50 horsepower will work hard and play harder. Now is the time with 3.9% for 72 months and receive a set of free Rhino grips. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Well, spectacular weather outside. We've already enjoyed some of it this morning, and it's going to be nice all the way through the weekend. The folks at Peach Creek Vineyard say, come on out and see us. It is a unique Texas vineyard and winery, and their big expanded tasting room is just completed not too long ago. They had their grand opening last month. You can bring your own snacks out there if you want to, a lunch or some sort of snack, or you can purchase cheese and cracker trays or other snacks that are available at Peach Creek Vineyards. Got a chance to talk to them when they were at Texas Reds last weekend. Being a local winery, makes sense that they'd be out there and be a part of all that. Now, remember, they're open today from 1 until 5, and then tomorrow from noon to 6, and Sunday 1 to 5, other times available as well. And ask about the wine club, which allows you to have discounts on the wines that you purchase and also renting the facility that they have out there. So, again, with the northerly breezes and cool temperatures, what a great time to go out there with a friend or two or 10 and enjoy yourself at Peach Creek Vineyards. If you'd like some more information about the wines they have available, the gifts they have available, and what's going on out there, go to peachcreekvineyards.com to get more information.
Join the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History for the Boonville Days Heritage Fair, Saturday, October 10th. Enjoy this free celebration of our heritage from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Activities will take place inside the museum and on the Brazos Center grounds. Learn about Brazos County's pioneer history, visit with characters in period costume, observe demonstrations of frontier skills and trades, see an authentic stagecoach, hear from a cowboy poet, and much more. Our activity area will keep children busy learning to make pinch pots and other period crafts. Boonville Days Heritage Fair, Saturday, October 10th, at the Brazos Museum of Natural History, located at the Brazos Center.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Dave's here this morning from the Bush Library Museum. How are you today?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good. We're starting October, so that means more new things. What do we got on the agenda this month?
Well, on October 10th from 10 to 2, we're going to be hosting the fire prevention and safety event.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be held at the Presidential Library, Texas Forest Service. Is going to be with the Bryan Fire Department, the Brazos County District 2 Volunteer Fire Department, and the Brazos County Incident Management Team. And they're going to present an event to educate children and families about the fire prevention and safety.
Yeah, you know, out front in front of the library, because it's so big, they've got some of their specialized equipment. And again, it's very specialized. Part of it, you can see, like, it's a truck or whatever that can get to the site, but some of the things that it does once it gets there is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it really is. And they're going to be, talking about, how to make your homes a little bit more safer. You know, they're going to talk about, like, how to put out grease fires, electrical fires. And that's pretty important right now.
Sure.
Since we're going into the holiday season with the trees and the lights and everything. And they're going to be going over all that. And also, we're going to have Smokey Bear there.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. We're going to have some free refreshments. You know, there's going to be some food. And I think everybody's going to have a great time.
Sure. And then toward the end of the month, we have the Halloween celebration.
Yes. We're going to have on October 25th from 3 to 6, we're going to have our annual night at the museum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Halloween costume contest and trick-or-treating. I think everybody's going to have a great time in that. You know, we're going to have there's six categories,
right.
Four different age groups, 0 to 3, or newborn to three, zero
right.
to three, 4 to 6, 7 and 9, and 10 to 12 years old. And then we're going to have, there's going to be prizes for the most original, and then a group of people.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like a Halloween party kind of thing. All right, a whole gang of folks, right?
Yeah, it's going to be, there's going to be some, the prizes are going to be good. I think everybody's going to have a great time. We're going to have bounce houses there. There's going to be free refreshments. There's going to be food. There's going to be face painting. They're going to be making the balloon animals.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a great time. You know, I wasn't here last year, but I'm looking forward to this, this year.
Well, then you can do this and then go back and do your neighborhood trick-or-treating since it ends at 6 o'clock, right? So that should work out pretty well.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons we had it at, at 6.
Yeah, starting from 3 until 6. Okay, so that'll be fun. And again, we want to remind people, if you have folks coming in for football games or other reasons, that the library is really a great place for people to go, no matter what the traveling exhibits are. The exhibit about obviously the president is just outstanding. So always keep it on your radar.
It really is, and in our geographic location right next to the stadium is really convenient for people. I learned going to the first game that they have that bus that goes from the library
right.
to the stadium. Now, I didn't know that before. Like I said, I'm new.
That's
new
right.
to Aggieland, everybody.
Yeah, learning that stuff.
But
yeah,
I think it's. We still have our History in the Making exhibit going on for the next. We have about a month and a half more before we switch out. And, so please get down there and see it. And if you like more information about these things, you can go to bush41.org or you can make reservations at reservations.bush@nara.gov. Or you can call us at 691-4068.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you remember what Julia Child said about no fat foods? No fat, no taste, no fun. You just gotta love Julia. So, what if you could eat many of the foods that you love and not have to worry about the fat content? Well, you know, you can. Part of the excellent diet that Dr. Steelman put together contains a fat blocker. That's right, it acts in your stomach to prevent the digestion of fat. All the good vitamins and minerals get digested just fine, but it acts to block the fat content of most foods. And it has another great side benefit. It helps reduce your appetite. And here's the best part. You can buy the fat blocker separately. If you would like to limit some of the fat in your daily eating, well, then go to myactive8.com. That's myactive8.com right now. Read all about this very effective and helpful product, the fat blocker. It's under the weight management section of their website at myactive8.com. Or you can simply call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. I guess like about 2 billion other people, you probably watched the Summer Olympics from Athens, Greece. If so, well, then you remember the weird, defrocked Irish priest who ran onto the track and shoved the Brazilian runner into the stands. And some very strange events happened at the Olympics. For example, did you know that once the great Roman Emperor Nero competed in the Olympics? Well, he did, in the chariot races. And he fell out of his chariot and was left on the track. But being emperor, well, he was declared winner and was presented the gold anyway. But the incident involving the defrocked Irish priest and the runner from Brazil, well, that did remind me of a story I thought you might get a kick out of, and another little-known fact. It was in the 1908 Olympics. America's fastest runner, John Carpenter, was entered in the men's 400 meter along with a couple of his teammates. The problem was, also in that race was the world's fastest man, Scotsman Sidham Howswell. And as you might guess, Howswell was favored to win the race. Coming off the final turn, the Scotsman was neck and neck with Carpenter and two other Americans. That's when the American Carpenter did something that, well, we're not too proud of. He shoved the Scottish gentleman sideways and off the track. Yeah, he did. One of the other American runners won the race, but not before an official broke the tape and declared, "No race." Carpenter was disqualified and sent home in shame. But the other runners, well, they were offered a chance to rerun the race, but with a small change. Something that would help make the race fair and above board for all contestants. But nope, the Americans would have no part of that silly idea. So they stayed out, and the race was rerun. The Scotsman finished first, and history was made. Actually, in two ways. You see, it's a little-known fact that the change that the officials wanted to make in the race was to put up strings to keep the runners separated so there wouldn't be another shoving incident. Although the American runners refused to rerun the race, the string idea caught hold. So, if you've ever wondered where those lines painted on the track came from, now you know. You see, up until American runner John Carpenter shoved Scotsman Halswell off the track, there never were any lines, because there had never been any need for them.
I think we'd all agree change is bad. All change. Change is always bad. Okay, not all change is bad. And in this case, it's actually really, really good. See, Suddenlink has rearranged a lot of the channels, and they've grouped them together, so it's easier to find your favorite sport, or in my kid's case, her favorite cartoons, and they're all neatly organized, so when you want to just plow through the TV, you can do that thanks to Suddenlink. And they're running some really cool stuff, too. They've got the 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantee like they do on everything else. But with this new reorganization, you get 61 exciting new channels. 31 of them are in HD. The HD channels include all the Pac-12 networks, C-SPAN, Hallmark Movies, Mystery, HD, Learning Channel, Fox Sports Plus, an additional HBO channel, and it's easy. All you have to do is call 1-877-694-9474 today and get HD TV, 50 meg internet, $69 a month. Plus, you get access to on demand. Don't wait. Call right now, 877-694-9474, or go to suddenlink.com today.
Kim Commando here, and this weekend, many are shopping for new computers, and everyone has this nagging doubt. Should I upgrade my old one or buy new? Let's start here. The recommended lifespan of any computer is 5 years. After that, hardware fails. Even if you replace the drive, newer software wants more power. If your computer was built with only a 32-bit processor, forget the upgrade. On the other hand, if it came with Windows 8 or later and uses a 64-bit processor, upgrades may be a good idea. But first, consider additional memory. The more the better. 4 gigabytes is now bare minimum. Double or triple it. Forget a gigabyte hard drive. Go for at least 1 terabyte. If it's time to buy new, there's a new crop of inexpensive computers costing less than $300. Consider the $130 Intel Compute Stick with Windows 10. It plugs right into your HDMI port on your TV, and it outperforms a typical PC from 5 years ago. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. There's a horrible danger hidden in many home security systems. They're riddled with easy-to-find weak spots, all because they were created by some rent-a-scientist who doesn't care a lick about your family. They rely on slow, vulnerable landlines to alert the authorities, and a burglar can cut your wires in seconds and leave you defenseless. Protect your home with home security built by the leading engineers in the country. SimpliSafe Home Security. This is an award-winning wireless home security system. It alerts the police up to 10 times faster than traditional systems, and there are no wires for the burglars to cut. Professional monitoring is only $14.99 a month. That's a fraction of the cost of the other companies. And there are no long-term contracts. You're never locked in. If you live alone, you don't need to live in fear. Protect your home. Protect your family the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeKim.com. Go today for 10% off and a free keychain panic button. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast, including your game day coming up tomorrow, and that's coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Axis Pipe and Tube hosted a community appreciation tour and lunch this week to say thank you.
The new manufacturer located in North Bryan has made a big splash in the local economy, Jorge Garza is the CEO of Prolamza, the parent company, and he says they're thankful for the quality of people involved in the project.
Our equipment, we have best-in-class equipment, plants and designs that are only as good as the people who manage and administer them. We have great people right here in Bryan, as I was mentioning, and we count on the great people who help us be successful. Thank you for all for that.
County Judge Dwayne Peters expressed his pleasure for the company's product variety.
One thing y'all said was, well, we can do structural steel. With this facility, you can make a lot of different kinds of steel, not just pipe. And I'm happy that y'all do have that ability now with the oil field down somewhat. So, again, we're happy to have you in our community, and you are like a family. Thank you.
A tour of the facility and lunch followed comments from Judge Peters and Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An iconic building at the north end of downtown Bryan is getting a makeover.
The Ice House is a 20,000 square foot building. It's a historic structure that was built in 1912, and it has a great history.
Advent GX's Director of Communications, Joan Quintana, says their plans for the building include a banquet hall, retail space, and restaurant concepts. To kick off the redevelopment, the public is invited to participate in a community photo this evening at 6:30 as part of First Friday's 10th anniversary celebration.
We just want to make sure that the community understands that we see this as their project, and we want to develop it for them. So we really do encourage a lot of input and participation, and we would love to see them there on Friday night at 6:30.
More details and renderings of the Ice House on Main are online at WTAW.com. Bluebell officials have announced the home plant in Brenham is expected to begin production in the next few months. That says the ice cream maker will have enough capacity in Oklahoma and Alabama to expand their distribution area from Waco to Tulsa.
I'm from Dallas, and my mom lives there still, so I know she's excited. And so we'll have when we first enter, we'll have five flavors.
Spokesman Joe Robertson says phase two of Bluebell's five-phase return begins November 2nd. A College Station woman was arrested Wednesday on charges she injured her 6-year-old son by striking him with an extension cord and a belt 3 weeks ago.
An off-duty Bryan policeman working at St. Joseph's saw the child's aunt bring him in the emergency room with a large bleeding bump on the right side of his face. According to the arrest report, the child also had welts on his back and legs. The mother, 34-year-old Veronica Williams, told investigators she had disciplined her son for an incident at school. Williams said she started with a belt but changed to an extension cord because the 6-year-old was not crying. Child and Protective Services placed the youngster with another family member. According to online jail records, this marks Williams' 30th arrest since January 2000. Along with her arrest for injury to a child, she's also serving time for prior convictions of felony theft and driving with an invalid license. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More burglaries were reported to College Station police in September compared to the year before. Of the approximately 50 cases, 21 were during a 4-day span last weekend. Lieutenant Steve Brock says this weekend, thieves will have more vehicles to choose from since there's a Texas A&M home football game.
You know, whenever we have a home football game, we become a target-rich environment, and that just means an influx of vehicles themselves. Just jam-packed, any burglar or set of burglars are able to move through the community a little bit easier, too, just because we're so jam-packed. You know, we definitely want people to hide their valuables, lock those up in the trunk, take them with you if at all possible. So, you know, nobody wants to come back to their vehicle with a shattered window and a purse missing.
Brock says five of the 21 vehicles hit last weekend involved someone shattering windows to gain entry to grab something that was in plain sight. Count Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan among those who are unhappy with President Obama's lack of action in Russia and other nations counter Islamic State militants in Syria.
You know, it's just terrible what he's done. He's more interested in using the military as a social experiment than he is in trying to project America's strength throughout the world. And Russia went right into that vacuum that this naive president created. So, I mean, it's 1979 all over again. It's frustrating as heck to a lot of us, not in the real world and also up here.
The news of Russia's latest military moves in Syria, including airstrikes, has overshadowed a United Nations gathering of world leaders. Surprise was the reaction of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick to the news. The Board of Regents at the University of Texas system is discussing the framework for future tuition and fee increases. A statement issued by Patrick noted the legislature passing more than $3 billion in tuition revenue bonds for future construction, an increase of more than $100 million to match private donations for research, and more money for general expenses. WTAW News Time is 8:39 and 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Normandy Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normandytractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Tickets are now available for this year's Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Head out to the Brazos County Expo October 16th, 17th, and 18th. There's fun for all with the Carnival Rodeo Awesome Concerts, shopping, high-flying canines, livestock shows, a tailgate area, and more. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com or call 979-821-1450.
It's Aggie football season at Texas A&M Transportation Services. Wants you to know about convenient parking and shuttle options. Park on campus for $20 and $25 cash only near the Bush Library, the Bonfire Memorial off University Drive, in Northside Garage, or on Agronomy or Finn Feather Roads. Free shuttles run to many campus lots, or ride the new Downtown Bryan shuttle, or the Get to the Grid shuttle from Momentum Plaza. For game day traffic, parking information, and more, download the Destination Aggieland app or visit transport.tamu.edu/football. Follow us on Twitter at Get to Aggie Game.
There you are. It's 8:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. There on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's has furniture, supplies, and a lot more. What great weather. What's the temperature now? It was 61 earlier this morning. It's pretty nice out there. Going to be nice the next few days, as a matter of fact. Look for a high temperature again, 84 maybe.
Be lovely for a football game.
Middle 50s tonight. About the same thing for tomorrow. No mention of rain in the forecast. Pretty good. So I want to give away something. So if you haven't won anything and you'd like a $25 gift certificate to Swamp Tales, I ate there a couple of weeks ago. I really liked, again, I like to go to a restaurant and have what everybody does. You know, that way you can see.
Use that as the barometer.
Exactly. They're I tell you, their red beans and rice were just outstanding. I really, really like that. But the other thing, 695-1620 would be the number to call. But they do crawfish etouffee, but they put cheesy grits in it instead of rice. Yeah, it really is.
Oh, that sounds decadent.
It is. Anyway, they're over on Welborn Road. I got a $25 gift certificate. That'd be a great way to start off the weekend if you would like to do that. Kellogg's spends every year $32 million advertising Pop-Tarts only. Whoa.
I know. Holy cow.
$32 million. Hello?
Hello.
Have you ever won anything from us?
Tickets to the Renaissance Festival about 5 years ago.
That's been a while. And you're still listening to us?
Yeah.
Wow. That there must be another reason other than prizes that you listed, because we don't give away prizes very often. That's true. So have you been to Swamp Tales yet?
No.
Okay. Well, I tell you, those two things I really liked there. I really did. So anyway, so I got a $25 gift card for you from Swamp Tales. Now you'll need to come here and pick it up. Can you do that?
Yes. All fantastic. Right.
You do that part, and I'll take care of the rest. All right. Who are you?
My name's Chris.
Chris what?
Dover, D-O-V-E-R.
All right. What do you do, Chris?
I'm retired.
Good.
Woohoo! Whatever she wants.
Dang right. Go outside and enjoy the day, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. I'll see you. You know, just because I'm a nice guy. Who's this?
This is Michael Jones.
Michael, have you won anything from us before?
I have, but it has been years.
See, and once again, and another person who listens. I don't understand. What do you do, Mike?
I do remodeling and maintenance.
Oh, good for you. All right. Specialize in anything in particular? What's your best thing?
Sheetrock repair.
All right, he's a sheetrock dude. I wish I could do sheetrock, but the stilts would have to be too tall for me, you know?
Oh, my. what
Mike, what's your last name?
Jones.
Oh, it's easy. All right. Okay, I got a $25 gift card. Come by and pick it up, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Right, yeah, you're more in the baseboards and trim area.
Yeah, I think so. I think that probably is pretty much my deal.
Self-effacing humor is awesome.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, there you go. That's there. That makes me feel better for the weekend. So Mike Jones, one of our winners. According to the Census Bureau, here are the 9, because we don't do 10, most common last names in U.S. America. Number 1 is Smith.
Smith.
Yeah. Number 2 is Johnson. Yeah. Number 3 is Williams. I think that surprises me. Then comes Brown.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Jones. I had no idea.
Smith and Jones 1 and 2.
Yeah, yeah, but not the case. Number 6 is Miller. Number 7 is Davis. Number 8 is Garcia. And number 9 is Rodriguez. So there you are.
Interesting.
Just put that right there as our little factoid for you. All right, so let's see. Oh, I had some geeky thing. Oh, I was going to talk about the Tesla SUV. We haven't had a chance to talk about that yet. Yeah.
Ooh.
Patrick's all over that, right? Have you been reading about it?
I heard it wasn't the best marketing coup. It was not a marketing coup.
Well, I mean, why did they say that?
Elon Musk, very smart guy, not the best at, you know, market savvy.
Yeah, well, again,
marketing savvy.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that for as much money as it's probably going to take to make these things, is it worth it to retool your factory to do that?
Well, and he was really trying to capitalize on this VW news
right.
About the emissions, saying it's time for electricity to take over. Maybe he's right. I hope he's right at some point. The market will decide.
As soon as we make one that works right.
Right.
Well, it's got Falcon wing doors, you know, which is cool.
Ooh,
That's
doors
a really
go like this.
That's a good
like
lick. Yeah, right. It goes up like that instead of down. Okay. Anyway, kind of like if you'll remember the DeLorean, two electric motors that combined generate 762 horsepower. That will be faster than a Porsche 911.
Instantaneous to the wheels.
See, and I think that's what,
oh my gosh,
that's the deal, is that's what shocks people. And again, it's not safe for work, but just go in and listen to people who, what, are driving an S, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just taking off from a line.
The torque off the line. I mean, it will beat race cars off the line.
Yeah.
They'll catch up later, but.
Well, again, it's faster than a Porsche 911. So, and it can reach speeds of 155.
It'll pin you to the back of your seat about 2 G's.
Yeah. Don't be drinking coffee when you take it. Driving range of 250 miles before needing a recharge. A full hands-off autopilot on highways. I don't know what that means.
What?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe you need special highways. But the most mind-blowing feature of the SUV's bioweapons defense mode. The feature activates an air filter in the SUV that's 10 times larger than usual, enables your family car to act basically as a biodome while you flee in terror from nuclear fallout or any other mushroom cloud thing.
So would that remove skunk smell? Because if that would be worth it in Texas, by God.
You know, you're right. That very well could include
skunk
smell.
How big does he think his prepper market is?
I don't know. I just, you know. While we're talking about mushrooms, though, have you heard that Apple and Google have announced new tablets and smartphones touting the latest technology advances? One of the things those devices can't brag about, though, was a battery made with portobello mushrooms, According to new research from engineers at the University of California, Riverside, future gadgets just might be. They published a paper in the Nature Scientific Reports. They did what they did is they put together a high carbon lithium ion battery, and one of the components were nano ribbons from the skins of portobello mushrooms. They did that in an attempt to replace the synthetic graphite as the current industry standard. So for the positive terminals. Synthetic graphite has high manufacturing costs because it requires significant chemical prep and activation, according to researchers. So they said the skins of the portobello are ideal candidates to replace the synthetic graphite for a multitude of reasonings. Because they have just the right kind of apparently porous material. So when heated to about 1,100 degrees Celsius, that's 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, giving them much more space for liquid and air to pass through them.
Does it smell like a restaurant when
it
goes
by?
I don't
know. I mean, who knew? The skins of portobello mushrooms inside your devices instead of the liquid.
And whose job is it to get it?
The skins?
To skin them all.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, and again, of course, synthetic graphite just sounds kind of...
I think it also goes by the name graphene.
Oh, does it?
I think
Ooh.
So.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Well, portobello mushroom sounds better than graphene. Graphene
certainly would taste better.
Well, it would. And it sounds like, you know, that could hurt the environment. We don't want to be doing that. And yesterday we found out mealworms will eat styrofoam. So, I
yep.
mean,
yeah.
portobello mushrooms in your device and styrofoam eating meal bugs.
We joked about the CO2 going up because I read the article and they don't put out any more CO2 than they would eating anything else.
Oh, really?
It's carbon, well, neutral, I
it's
guess.
It's basically balanced.
Yeah,
yeah
it's pretty balanced.
Wow. So you wouldn't have to buy any carbon credits.
All right.
Just go get you a bunch of mealworms, and load in the styrofoam and you're good to go.
Got a lot to haul? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on a utility vehicle you'll be proud to own. An RTV X1120D. Built atop a rigid IRS frame, Kubota RTVs are the best-selling diesel utility vehicles in America. Now get zero down and 0% financing for up to 4 years and great customer instant rebates. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Good morning, about 7 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're not a sports station. We don't play one on the radio. But one of the things that you can bet on in a game is what the aggregate score will be. It's called the over and under. And maybe the largest over and under ever in college football is this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. When Texas Tech plays at Baylor. It opened... Well, and what happens is it moves in Las Vegas. Those numbers change
sure.
based on the betting, whether people – because what they want is ideally in Las Vegas they want an equal amount of money on either side. They like that. Anyway, it opened at 89 points aggregate and has now gone to 90.5 points, they say that's what you get to bet on. Will 90 and a half points be scored more than that or less than that? What's interesting is of the top five, Baylor and Texas Tech are involved in any of those games. Baylor and Oklahoma State, it was 88 back in 2012. There was another one with Baylor and West Virginia. And it, now to give you an idea, they bust it sometimes. For instance, the over and under with West Virginia and Baylor in 2012 was 85 points, saying that they would score 85 points aggregately. West Virginia scored 70 all by themselves.
Yeah.
That was 133 points, so that one wasn't even close. Really, neither was last year's game between TCU and Texas Tech. The over and under there was 83, and they scored 107 points.
Whew.
So we'll see what happens. Extra point kickers will probably be busy this week.
Yeah.
But that'll be Texas Tech. And that'll be just kind of entertaining. I mean, you don't care who wins. It'll just kind of be fun.
Hopefully the one down the road just has to do that.
Yeah, yeah. That's we'll see what happens.
Not going into detail on that one.
Let's not. The the first private moon landing now scheduled for 2017. I don't know who that is. Is that Elon Musk? I don't know. And the other thing is NASA has announced that in 2022, scientists will crash a space probe into an asteroid to see if they can make it change course.
Oh.
I guess that's the idea for, you know, they did that movie.
Armageddon.
Yeah, they do that. Okay, remember, was it about 3 weeks ago we had the story about misters that they were installing? They installed at Auschwitz.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, what were you thinking kind of deal?
Right, to keep people cool.
Right.
The cooling misters.
Joseph Joffo's memoir, A Bag of Marbles, is about growing up during World War II Holocaust. They were filming in the French Riviera. To set up the shot, the crew hung a gigantic red banner featuring the swastika. Right there at the the Palais de la Préfecture. Obviously a bad move, although a local spokesperson says they informed the community about the plans to display the banner. The BBC reports some people started screaming and became really agitated. You think?
Yeah.
Oof.
In France, yeah, they might do that. On the other hand, of course, other tourists began taking selfies in front of the banner. You know, if you're stupid enough to do that, you really probably need to be sure you know the people that you're showing that to or sending it to. Yeah, really.
Dude, let's go get a selfie, like, in front of the swastika. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
The Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo means good times and great food. It's more than you imagine. October 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Brazos County Expo. Concerts by Charlie Daniels Band, Belgrove Pygmies, and Los Terribles del Norte. Free with your paid admission. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Parking is free, and kids 3 and under get in free.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
All right, so Joe Gillespie and the police have very different versions of what a good night is. Joe and his, as might happen, Joe and his buddies went to the Class 3A Charlotte Kings game in Charlotte, North Carolina. Joe told his buddies he was going to go get some food because he was drunk. Well, Joe never came back. His friends assumed he left, so they left. Joe then wakes up at the bottom of the staircase, grabs his phone and calls his buddy Mark. Mark asks where he is. Joe thinks he's still in the stadium. Mark says, well, we're at Hooters. Sit tight and I'll come over. Well, Joe starts to poke around, finds the door to that's labeled mascot, dressing room, goes in, steals the dressing, the costume of Homer, and then heads downtown to do some bar hopping. Joe had planned on returning the costume the next day. Unfortunately, police found him before he did that. He's been charged with breaking and entering and larceny, both of them felonies. So, good night is a good night. Good night. All right, on this date, 1919, Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke. His wife basically was the president from then on. Comic strip Peanuts started on this date in 1950. And that's it. We're back on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. The weather ought to be spectacular. WTAW College Station, Brian, WTAW.